What are we thankful for? Find out on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Tina Nunziato, and with me is the beautiful Dr. Liz Cruz. Aww. And a pumpkin pie.
Woohoo!
Yes.
What season are we in?
Oh my goodness.
Look at that.
It is pumpkin pie time.
Look at that.
Yay! Oh. With whipped cream.
Oh, yes.
Thankful for number one. Pumpkin pie and whipped cream. Oh my gosh,
Tina,
that smells so good.
But Tina, is it okay for us to be eating this?
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, you and I typically get one slice of that, and the children typically eat it at like 2 a.m. The little, we'll call them elves.
The little
that
pumpkin,
stay up the week that they're off of school, and they are typically, that smells so good. Why did you bring that up here?
I know.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Wow.
Amazing. You can get one of these yourself at Costco.
The Costco pies.
Pie. Yeah. Yeah. I tell you, this is truly like the best part of the year, right?
This is what you love.
Oh, yeah.
The hustle and bustle.
Love it. The anticipation. Mm-hmm. In fact, just yesterday or the day before, I told Tina, this is my favorite part of the holidays. The few days right before the actual day, mm-hmm. that anticipation, that excitement in the air, like Tina said, the hustle, the bustle, mm-hmm. the craziness. It's like you can just feel the excitement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the number one thing that we're thankful for is you.
Yes.
Thank
absolutely.
You so much. So it is Thanksgiving tomorrow. We wanted to do a Thanksgiving podcast. We actually do one every year just to say thanks for just to be thankful. Obviously, having a thankful heart is so good for you and it's so healing. But
Amen.
We wanted to just say thanks for everybody out there that's been listening to us over the years. Over 400 podcasts, just celebrated our over 100th YouTube podcast.
Yes.
So a lot to be thankful for there with our wellness business.
Yes.
But we thank everyone who listens. We thank all of our clients from the wellness business, all of our patients at the practice,
yes.
Our staff.
Absolutely.
Extremely thankful for our staff. We have 15 people on staff now, whether
mm-hmm.
they work here in Arizona or they're in other states out supporting us and our patients. We could definitely not do what we do without them. We were just thinking about all the patients that we serve every year.
Yes.
Just thousands and thousands of patients.
Absolutely.
That we take care of, tens of thousands actually.
And we're so appreciative for the trust that all of our patients and our clients have put in us, okay? Because we know that there are gastroenterologists, all around the valley, other gastroenterologists that you could choose to entrust your care to, and the fact that you have walked in our doors and you trust us with your care and allow us to take care of you and guide you along your journey, it means the world to us.
Yes. Yeah, so other things that we're thankful for aside from our work. And so we continue to get work from referring providers, so we're thankful for the referring
Absolutely.
Providers. We have, so many patients coming through our door, new patients, follow-up patients, everybody. We're so thankful for our children.
Absolutely.
And our family.
So thankful for this woman sitting right here by my side, my wife, my partner, my best friend, the manager, the office manager at my office. She runs a show. And, when we first started the practice, she told me, you worry about taking care of patients, being with the patients, I'll run the practice. I don't know if she knew what she was getting
what
into.
What that meant.
What that meant. But hey, here we are almost 16 years later.
Yes.
So I'm very appreciative. She's an amazing, amazing person, amazing woman, amazing mother, amazing wife, amazing friend. And I could just go on. I mean, we could do mm-hmm. several podcasts just
yes.
about her. So
very nice. Yeah, yes. So, well, and I'm thankful
for you.
I'm thankful for you and everything you've done for everything from for your patients, for your children, for me as your wife. You are an amazing wife, and you're an amazing doctor.
Thank you.
And our son was just able to come see you do some stuff, and he was so impressed with you. I think he has a newfound respect for what you do. It's just so awesome to be able to be a part of this journey.
Absolutely.
With you and taking
Absolutely.
Care of people. It's been an absolute blessing, and just can't wait to have Thanksgiving
Amen.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. So another thing Tina and I are very, very thankful for, very excited. We're very thankful for our family. We have wonderful family, and there's always some family, a little family, you know, disheveling and a little drama. And, you know, this year everybody kind of had some different plans, and Tina and I kind of found ourselves like, oh my goodness, it's mainly going to be just us.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided for the first time ever, I think, in our like 20 plus years of being together, that we were not going to cook, and that we were going to order a Thanksgiving meal.
Mm-hmm.
And so sure enough, we ordered a Thanksgiving meal from a store here in town called AJ's Fine Foods. Those of you that...
They're not paying us for this podcast.
Exactly, exactly. They're not paying us, but we've ordered it, and it's quite the big deal. I mean, you know, Tina had to print up a number. We go tomorrow sit in line and pick it up in the back of the store.
Uh-huh.
And but we were just, like, oh my goodness.
And it's a thing. Like,
everyone's
been asking, oh, what are you going to, you know, are you cooking this year again? And I was like, actually, no, we decided not to cook this year. We ordered food. They're like, oh my gosh, we order every year now. Like, we don't even make turkey. I've talked to like five people, like in the last week and a half, they order. And everybody, like, there's different places. All the grocery stores have places you can order from. Cracker Barrel you can order from. Like, I was like, what?
Yeah.
This one friend this week said, oh yes, we just rotate who in the family orders it every year. I
That's
was like,
awesome.
I love that.
Such a great thing. Very excited. We put the order in. We're like, wow, this is, and we ordered a lot of food. This food should take us well through the weekend, maybe the beginning of the week. And we're like, wow, that's like nothing compared to what we usually spend.
Yeah.
But even last night, Tina and I are looking at each other. We're like, oh my goodness, right now, this time, we're usually stressed out, you know, making sure the turkey's all
ready to go. Chopping up the garlic.
Chopping up all the vegetables
butter
for the
ready.
Stuffing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually very... intense stress, right? Because we want it to be perfect for everyone, and it usually is like a fun experience and an amazing meal. But this year, we're going to be catered to.
We're actually going to sit down and watch the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yes, we are.
Year. Yes,
yes.
And we're not going to be making a turkey, and we're not going to be making stuffing.
That's right.
And
that's right. And I have to say that we're going to continue on a couple traditions of my late mother, Elizabeth Cruz, who transitioned out of this world a couple years ago. God bless her. So, however, she continues to live amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple things that Mom did every year from the time I was little is on Thanksgiving morning, hot chocolate, and actually on Christmas morning too, hot chocolate and French bread that's sliced. You put it in the oven, toast it up, and smother butter on it, and then you dip it in your chocolate. Now, my mom always added cheese to her chocolate. My mom was a cheese girl, so
like
she
this.
Always added cheese. So at the bottom of her chocolate mug, you'd have melted like white cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, we don't do the cheese part. I think we've done it a couple times, but mm-hmm. we're going to do that. And the other tradition that my mom loved doing was, especially when she lived in Orlando, because the last few years of her life, she had moved to Missouri, but was going to the movies late on Thanksgiving Day. After a huge celebration and lots of family and friends eating, then that night, and it didn't matter, there were still people at the house. She had a movie picked, and that night, we would go out to the movies.
Going to the movies.
So yes. We're going to do that tomorrow. And we're going to carry out some of mom's traditions and just enjoy a very quiet, intimate Thanksgiving with our children.
Actually be able to see all three of our teenagers in one room at the same time for more than 5 minutes.
Yes, yes.
I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, we're very excited. So we're very grateful. We're very grateful. And you know, what Tina said at the beginning, how gratitude is such a, it's just such an amazing thing, because as we have been doing this podcast at the beginning when we were giving our thanks and what we were grateful for, like I literally was getting chills. Okay. It's just amazing what gratitude will do for you. It really is so healing for your body. It's just such a positive energy. And it's actually probably just, I think, a great habit to get into, maybe even every day, you know, like get up and be like, what am I grateful for? You know, and just have, you know, 3-5 things and maybe even journal. But we are so grateful for you. And again, the fact that you take the time to listen to us means the world to us. We know everyone has busy schedules. So thank you so much on this Thanksgiving season. We thank you.
Thanksgiving Eve.
We thank you for being there with us on this journey, and we wish you and your family and friends an amazing, amazing Thanksgiving Day.
Thank you, everyone. Until the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.